we've been reading from the 101 Diamonds, and now in these 10 days, the first 10 days of the year and the 10 days leading up to Imam Hussein's martyrdom, together with, they say over 100, you know, they say, people customarily say 70, but actually it's apparently was over 100, the more historical research says. So, and we feel, I mean, I can feel, you know, the gravity, there's a certain gravity and weight in these days, and it becomes more intense as we get closer to the 10th day. And actually, the night before, which will be our Zikr night, so Ashura, the 10th day of Muharram, of the day when their souls were taken to the other world, will be a Friday, and we will have Zikr the night before, and we won't use bendirs. That's the custom. We won't have any bendirs on that night. When their lips are moving for the sake of me, the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, directly received these divine words. I am with my servants when they remember me, when their lips are moving for the sake of me. MashaAllah. So this is a little gift from Allah for tonight. You know, I am with my servants when they remember me, when their lips are moving for the sake of me. How wonderful. I mean, how easy. So if we want Allah's presence, you know, we always say we're looking for Allah. If we offer zikrullah, then Allah is there. But we wait for some kind of more obvious evidence. But, you know, here, if we have faith and trust in the words of the Messenger, and these are even Allah's words directly, then already to know that, and then it's already a great level of faith and of certainty. And then, of course, if the eyes of our heart open, and then we can see that Allah is directly with us, that is an even greater state. But for that, inshallah, offer our zikrullah. And the Hadith 11, I have not made possible. The beloved Prophet, may Allah grant him peace and blessings, once reported these words directly from the Most High. I have not made possible in the hearts of my servants the coexistence of two kinds of fear and two forms of security. If they remained in profound awe of me in this world, they will not fear me in the next world. If they become complacent about me in this world, there will be no security for them in the next. This hadith comes in the transmission of the noble companion Abdullah ibn Umar. May Allah be pleased with him. MashaAllah. So, yeah, this is one of the hadiths that... So we have the two. They're almost the opposite. The one hadith is the... You know, the ease of being with Allah, Allah's love for us, and that Allah runs to us as soon as we step toward Allah in any way, as soon as our mind steps, as soon as we think of Allah, Allah is with us. I mean, if we think of Allah in a loving way, in a tender and loving way, thinking good of Allah, Allah is directly there with us in that form of goodness. How amazing. Do you realize how extraordinary the human being is? For Allah is right there with the... What makes the human being extraordinary is that the human being is the divine manifest form. Otherwise, of course, we're nothing. We're just dust brought together, you know. But, of course, Allah's always with us, really. But, again, we emphasize... to be present with Allah in the way that is most beautiful, in the way that gives Allah the most praise, in the way that brings the most beauty and peace and light to our heart. How easy. And sometimes we take the difficult path rather than the easy path. The easy path is trusting and being with Allah in the way that is simple. That's why it's called the simple-hearted, you know, or this... The simple-hearted dervishes are simple-hearted, really. I have not made possible in the hearts of my servants the coexistence of two kinds of fear and two forms of security. If they remain in profound awe of me in this world, they will not fear me in the next world. If they become complacent about me in this world, there will be no security for them in the next. So, mashallah. No, complacency is, you know, it's a form of sleep, really. When we, and the dervish, the aspiration of the dervish is to be awakened, and even while sleeping. So it said that the prophet would sleep, but his body would sleep, his eyes would close, his body would take refreshment, but his consciousness was awake. And so we, you know, so that's possible for us to cultivate a state of awakeness and presence. And if we're awake, we're bound to be in awe of Allah. We can't be awake and not in awe of Allah. You know, in this week, what I, even if we call on Imam Hussein, in fact, what I feel, every now and then comes through me like, Ya Imam Hussein, just those words, Ya Imam Hussein. And Effendi, in a taped video in the carpet shop, in the Noor carpet shop, or no, it was in WBAI, I can't remember the name, but there are not many of those interviews of Sheikh Musaffer online, on YouTube, you can, do you know the name of it? But he said, five things will put out the fires of purification, the fires of hell. five things, he said. Love to the messenger, love to Hazreti Fatima, love to Hazreti Ali, love to Imam Hassan, love to Imam Hussein. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. So, I mean, other things, of course, in other traditions put out those fires. But coming from Musaffer Effendi, it was very powerful. You know, and Ali was watching, and he was very surprised. Because that is normally considered the domain of the Shia, you know, who have such a love to the family. But our lineage has this, and Sheikh Musaffer was a living testament of it. And he would weep for Imam Hussein. He would weep at not just on the 10th of Muharram, but at other times when somehow with a certain, you know, fragrance of the Imam came through. And he was a descendant also of Imam Hussein. And it's a very much, the Husseinis is a kind of spiritual lineage in itself, you know. So within even the mystical lineages, there are certain even more defined lineages. And the Husseinis are really the Ashkis. The Ashkis, so it's like the kind of Mansur al-Halaj, the people of Halaj, the people of Imam Hussein. But Imam Hussein was, you know, you might call it the fountainhead of that particular kind of fervor, that love that is like you give up your life, you want to give up your life for your beloved. And, you know, I feel we have that signature in our tariqat. And then, of course, some of us are like more called by it, or we're called maybe at different times, but particularly in this period, I feel it's very important for us to focus on that. And it's not even the outer tears, but it's more that inner state, because the lover is also weeping, you know. And again, it's not always weeping, it's between laughter and tears, but that the tears are also present inwardly, like a reservoir, and feeding, you know, the states of the lover. So, and these are the Husseinis. And Sheikh Amina had a dream, interestingly, just I think the night or the morning of the new year, or maybe the morning just before, but I'll share it here, in which our tariqa was rejoicing, kind of very extraordinarily rejoicing over a victory. It was like a spiritual victory that had been accomplished. And we were all together, like in a very large hall. And then I entered singing the song, she said, under the Elahi, maybe we just have one, inshallah we have more, of Imam Hussein, you know, the one that we have for him. And I was singing it, entering this, all of your presence, this community who were rejoicing on this spiritual victory. And then she began singing it, I think. Then we both went onto a place where we were teaching it and singing and teaching. Very interesting. And she said just prior to that dream, she had a dream with Sheikh Noor, or it was sort of segged into the dream with Imam Hussein, where Sheikh Noor was in the dream and contemplating his spiritual legacy, you know, maybe emanating it more. And I feel Sheikh Noor's presence. And Sheikh Noor was a beloved also of Imam Hussein, very definitely. And then Sheikh Amina said she and Sheikh Noor were very close, physically close. But so, alhamdulillah. Yeah, I feel there's that. Well, the spiritual victory, you know, what is the spiritual victory of Imam Hussein? I pose that almost as a question to contemplate over these days, because it's not something I feel I can just answer like that, and that it's all written down what it was. It's really something that we have to perceive through our own heart and our own love, and it's on that level of almost the unspoken. We can, of course, say it was the victory of truth against tyranny, you know, any form of tyranny. So tyranny, which took the form of it was like a kind of political tyranny, which then infected the religious, the stream of the religion, it did, tainted it. But, you know, he did not give in to that. That's what's so amazing. So what we call the limited religion, which is a terrible thing. You know, we easily say, oh, the limited religion. It's a terrible thing because it's like putting poison in the breast of a mother who's feeding her child, because the religion is where humanity is fed. I mean, these are our streams of nourishment, all the sacred traditions. So if the water of the sacred tradition or the milk of the sacred tradition is tainted and poisoned, humanity goes crazy, you know. And what we see in the world of craziness is that. And Effendi said that very, very clearly, that it all begins with that. It's not, yes, the economic system, the social system, the environment, all of that, but it all relies on the pure heart. And we've had enough experiments with social systems, you know, in the last century to see that, you know, with all the good intention, but those good intentions will very quickly fall away. And then it'll become a tyranny itself. So, yes, it's the victory of truth. It's the victory for lovers. You know, it's the victory of the heart over over matter, you might say. The victory of trust over fear. The victory of clear seeing, because he certainly could see clearly the truth of what was unfolding. I mean, he was the hands of Allah. If anyone was the hands of Allah and the eyes of Allah and the tongue of Allah, in his day, that was Imam Hussein. So it was the truth itself which was undergoing, you know, the attack against itself. But on a deeper level, you can say, of course, all is the divine. All is the divine. So the attacker and the attacked. But inshallah, you know, the prophets speak of this, to be on the side of the truth. Alhamdulillah.